Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
What up, Red?
What up, Brother B? What's good?
Not much. What up, everyone? Log Talk Radio land and then some. You are rocking with Big Red and Brother B, and it's another episode of The Menu. The Menu. Yes. Live, Raw Talk Radio, The Menu. What up? What's been going on lately? Look like Big Red just dropped a call. Oh, he's calling back.
Yeah, I sure did. I just dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
I said, what happened?
She's dead.
Yeah,
I said, what
on?
Happened? Chilling, man. Just chilling. Relaxing. Day off. Well, one of my days off.
Cool.
Hopefully, I can go check out Wingate R&B tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
Right. I ain't too tired.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I hope the plan go as planned.
Well, yeah, I took in that Mary J. Blige concert over at Coney Island on
yeah.
Friday.
That was in Coney Island?
And, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was at the Ford Amphitheater. And
oh, okay. I didn't know she was doing a concert there.
Oh yeah, date night. And
oh, okay.
Listen, it was a pleasure. Mary, do her thing.
No worries.
Mary is really one of the greatest. At the same time, it was annoying because of the wildlife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
But she always puts on a good show, and especially for people like us with that era of music, a lot of people are going to respect her for that, definitely.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt, but the wildlife is kind of crazy, though. But for the most part, at least next to me, people probably get big scrap on, but exactly.
Listen, if that was a DMX concert or something like that, I could see that.
Yeah.
Or Rough Riders or something like that, but come on now, it's Mary J. Blige, like, get out of here.
Exactly. Like, really, you're going to fight for Mary. You're going to fight during Mary Blige concert. But
right.
It is what it is.
Yeah, man.
You know.
That's crazy.
But.
I mean, no sense.
Out. No doubt. But once again, it is Big Red and Brother G. The Menu. Log Talk Radio. Just call the numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And before we get underway, I woke up this morning and went to just troll Facebook a little bit and my non-business. and soon that Gregory had died.
Yeah, definitely.
Rest in power to Dick Gregory.
Yep, definitely.
Man, it's good to tell you where to go and where to sit. If it was fit or not. And, you know, we need more people like him to voice up for the people who don't have a voice.
Yep.
Like him, help put it in perspective. You know, get a little twist around it. You know, because everything ain't got to be so serious. Just, you know, it's serious. But,
definitely.
You know, he was definitely someone that I expected to look up to. And, definitely says, you know, rest in power.
Rest in power.
Definitely. And, I guess this is going to get into a nice topic. And, You know, last time we did the show, there's been a lot of craziness going on. Number 45, going on in Virginia, and protesting and all this and that. A lot of politics and stuff back and forth. But you know, I want to have some real talk. While all of this stuff is going on, for those that have children or nieces or nephew or I don't know, maybe a kid or somebody that looks up. Did you ever turn around and ask a kid how you're doing? Did anyone here ever turn around and ask a kid how are you feeling? Is it bothering you? What's bothering you? What's going on in your life? Like, you know, what's good? Did anybody ever turn around and try to turn to their kid? Well, not just to their kid, folks only, but to someone. Like, yo, you good? Like, what's up? We're so quick to talk about all the politics and everything else that really don't goddamn matter for us. In the grand scheme of things, the machine is going to do whatever the machine wants to do, whether we like it or not. But
yep.
I had an interesting conversation with my daughter. And the other day, Hot Rod did a show. You know, absolutely. Thursday, and at the end of it, he did get a message which was very interesting. And in between talking to my daughter, it made me realize, like, you know, is it really that serious? The kids nowadays, but suicide. You know, I was talking to my daughter, and she was telling me, you have to ask her about her friends, because I haven't, I know she stopped speaking to certain people, so they go to high school. And then she was like, well, I stopped speaking to such and such person because she's just being negative all the time and she was talking about killing herself. And I was like, killing herself? I said, yo, I have some life with me. I don't understand why people, especially kids nowadays, don't even know what the hell life is all about. What do you think you're going to gain from killing yourself? Is it that serious?
Well, but you know, did she ever find out the reason why she was saying that or why she would say that?
You know what? To me, there's never any good reason to justify taking yourself out. But apparently, the girl has some issues at home. That's why I say people, with all this going on, you bother the business, you got your kids or your niece or nephew or something, somebody. That's why I ask that question. But and you know, she's an insecure girl. And you know, with some insecure people, they get down. down on themselves real quick. But it ain't that serious. It ain't never that serious. Just like Hot Rod said, hey, you can call me. The menu, we're on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can send us messages. You can reach out at any time. Anytime Sunday, you can call in. Once again, guest calling number 347-324-3395. Chop it up. It ain't never that serious. It's never that serious. Problems come and go. But it's really only a problem if you perceive it to be a stress. The thing is not that serious. I mean, come on. I was just like smashed in the head a couple of weeks ago, when the lead singer from Linkin Park killed himself. And I'm like, yo, what the hell is going on?
Well, I'll say this: it isn't that serious. It's never to that point where you know you should want to take your life, because there's nothing to gain from that. Because taking your life, you're not realizing or you don't think about the fact that when you take your life, you're leaving people behind. But, you know, that's the selfishness that these people, that when they do that, that's what they think about, only themselves and their problems, or, oh, it's me, or, you know, they just thinking about themselves. But you don't realize when you do that, you're leaving people behind that you may think that they don't care or they don't love you or this, that, and the other, but you know, they do care. But in terms of like these younger people now, period. Some of them, and it's a warped way of thinking, but they do it for attention. Because you know what? If you look at it, look at Facebook and Instagram and all these things. Don't you notice like when you scroll, especially Facebook, when you scroll Facebook and people share something or you'll see something scroll past it, oh, well, you see this person died and don't scroll past without saying RIP or SIP or whatever. So a person that's young and going through something, when they see something like that, they're saying, oh, wow, maybe I can get more attention if I tell somebody my sob story, or if I say that I'm going to kill myself, or maybe if I actually died, somebody will have sympathy on me.
But you know what? Yo, okay, only you and I will probably remember this. But remember Looney Tunes? And there was Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. And Daffy Duck was trying to compete with Bugs Bunny. And
yeah,
he was trying to get the spotlight. And he was trying to outdance Bugs Bunny, and he was dancing so fast that he blew up.
Yes.
And then after he blew up, he was like, yes, thank you. Like, he got the applause. That was
right.
The applause that he got.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
So that's how, what do you really think you're accomplishing by doing that, knowing that after you're going, that's it? You don't even know where you're going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't even know what's after this. So it's like, why would you even do it?
And then you got to look at this generation. Remember, this is a video game generation where they think, oh, if I die, I'm coming back. Oh, it's not that serious. All I'm going to do is come back. On a video game, they come back. So why I can't come back?
Because this ain't no video game.
Yeah, but they don't think that way, because remember, they're growing up in this society where I'm Grand Theft Auto and all them games, and you know, it's just, they just think that, you know, they don't think about that. They're just not thinking at all. And then, you know, if a person has issues at home and nobody's listening to them at home, it's like, who do I turn to? It's like, who do I turn to?
Exactly. Who do you turn to? Listen, there's so many avenues. This is the time where sometimes you just gotta turn to somebody. because sometimes a stranger can give you, you know what I'm saying, better insight than somebody that you know. But there's always
right.
somebody to turn to. You know what I'm saying? Whoever's listening or not listening or will be listening out there, listen, Big Red Brother be telling you, yo, it's not worth it, man. You need to holler. You need to holler at our family, Absolute Truth, Monday nights at 10:30 p.m. You need to holler at us at the menu on Facebook or, yeah, on the show.
That's right.
Sunday nights at 8:30. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's that small. And nobody's that big, man. We all the same, man. Some people think that,
right.
oh, if you got a lot of money, you're better. But in the grand scheme of things, more money don't mean nothing, man.
Nope.
You know, more money does pay the rent and pay the bills, but it doesn't define who you are. It doesn't give you character. And if you allow your financial situation to give you character, to get your superficial spin as faith.
That's right.
So, you know, that's just what it is. But
absolutely. Mm-mm-mm. That's great.
Yeah. So, what do you think about this whole Virginia thing? You know, we haven't had a chance to catch up really. So, you know, I just gotta ask before I go in. What do you think about this Virginia thing?
I think they're a bunch of cowards. I really think that was to me, and I'm still have that in my head. What I think it was planned. I think it was planned to be a distraction off of other issues,
mm-hmm.
and especially the issues of you know, the orange Cheeto cat. I think it's really, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like we got bigger issues than you going to Walmart or Target or wherever the hell they went to get a bunch of tiki torches.
Home Depot.
Whatever, whoever.
Home Depot.
And get a bunch of tiki torches. Like, if you really wanted to, if you was really about it, why you had to go to the store and purchase those things? Like, you could have just took some bark off the tree and took some old, you know, some old T-shirts and did that. It's ridiculous. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, it is ridiculous. But now I need you to go. I need you to just come a little bit more because
it's ridiculous. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like, who told you to do that? And once again, if it was a reason that you guys were doing that they were doing it, then that's, you know, then I could see. But you had no reason to. You're saying, you know, you will not replace us. Who's trying to replace you? Replace you with what? Ain't nobody trying to replace you. And you look, oh, we need our rights. That's the whole point. Y'all always had your rights, but you know what it is. You're getting scared because you know they know that they're becoming the minority. They know that they are.
Yeah.
So now you want it. Now you're getting scared because you know that's what is coming to now.
This is true.
Yeah, you know that's what is coming to now. Mhm. You know that's what it's coming to now. So now you want all white power and oh my God, and they're trying to replace us and this and that and da 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 and this that. So why is it when you guys, you know, why is it when they scream out white power and this and that and oh, you won't replace us and this, that, and the other? Oh, it's fine. It's okay. But let that have been our people that went out there, and every time we want to express who we are, it's a problem. That's what I don't get. Why is it such a problem when we want to express who we are? But they can express
okay.
who they are, and it's supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to be okay.
So, I'm just going to take a leap out there because, all right, a lot of people are saying that this protest started because removal of the Confederate flag and statues, because that's what it was supposed to be a protest on. And then other people just got involved. So to all my Bible-carrying slash...
Because I was going to say something about that, but go ahead.
Yeah, to all my Bible-carrying slash white power, freedom fighters, or whatever, first of all, I do agree 100% that this whole thing was staged. Even though it was funny to see them just fighting each other. It was funny. It was funny as hell to just see them. I mean, one dude was like, yeah, man, the guy had a knife, and I grabbed the knife, so I didn't want to stab anybody else. He was like, he had a rush off of this whole thing, and I was like, wow. Like, that's crazy. So, as it says in Isaiah 44, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 9 to 20. I'm not going to read, you know, all 20, but it says, those who make statues. Oh, mind you, it's Bible. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 9. Those who make statues of gods do not amount to anything, and the statues they think so much are worthless. Those who would speak up for them are blind. They don't know anything, so they will be put to shame. People make statues of gods, but those gods can't do them any good. People like that will be put to shame. Those who make statues of gods are mere men. Let all of them come together and state their case. They will be terrified and put to shame. A blacksmith gets his tool. He uses it to shape metal over the burning coal. He uses his hammers to make a statue of a god. He forms it with his powerful arm. He gets hungry and loses his strength. He doesn't drink any water. He gets weaker and weaker. A carpenter measures a piece of wood with a line. He draws a pattern on it with a marker. He cuts out the statue with sharp tools. He marks it with compasses. He shapes it into the form of a handsome man. He does all of that so he can put it in a temple. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I'm sure we get kind of get the gist of what I just read. It's a piece of metal. But people are worshiping. You can't, once again, it's said in the Bible, you can't follow two gods. There's only one God. So you're trying to tell me that this statue and this flag mean more to you than the creator itself. Okay. I don't know how you... I don't know, and I wouldn't want to know or come across anyone that would try to justify, you know, glorifying the statue when you clearly know that that's, you know, something that's not good. I mean, wasn't the Tower of Babel, like, knocked down because of, you know, the same thing? Like, you're idolizing something that God didn't condone? See, once again, things aren't always what they seem. Once again, yeah, I believe it's a distraction. Because we're not looking at the laws that are on the books that are changing. See, I don't want to single just one group out, but I will just say I'm talking to everybody, but I am mainly talking to us black folk out there. You need to pay attention. All the stuff that's going on, you need to shut up and mind your business. I said it on Absolute Truth tonight. Yeah, I'm going to say it tonight. Shut up, mind your business. Don't start marching. Not your time to start gathering the troops and all this and that, because everybody go to church and gather the troops, but it's amazing to me how we have so much religion, but not enough unity. I will say it again. It's amazing how black folk have so much religion, but not enough
unity. That's right.
So once again, What choir are you preaching to? Because the tunes is not coming out correctly. You know, that's just in my opinion. But anyway, mind your business.
But I don't.
Go ahead, please.
No, but my thing is, okay, I'm glad you told me that because you know what? Tell you the truth. When my thing is this, okay. Now you notice how you started seeing the what was going on. When I first seen it, that wasn't even I didn't even know that's the reason why they were marching, because the statue and the flag and all that. That wasn't even told. That didn't come in until way after everything erupted.
Well, that's the thing. Seeing so many things change. The first was supposed to be a protest about the taking down of the flag and the statue. And the next thing you know, the media started coming in and highlighting the fact that they were screaming, Jews will not replace us. We will not be replaced and all this other stuff. And I was like, wow.
Right.
Like, what did the Jews have to
Right, but see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, this is the propaganda that goes on, and this is why sometimes, you know, sometimes I don't like social media because they're putting bits and pieces of what they want to put, even with any story. They put bits and pieces of it, and they're not putting the whole thing, and then you find out later on that the story done changed up, and then you find out later on what led to the events of what happened. Like, I'm even going to go a little off the subject for a minute, but look at with Usher. Oh, he got herpes. Then it was a woman. Then it was three women. Then it was a man. Then it was this. And then when this young lady had came out and she started, you know, she said whatever she said that he didn't actually give it to her, but the fact that he didn't tell. But it's like the story was so mixed up until you had to backtrack in order to find out, like, what led her to say that or what led her to even come out and say anything.
Exactly.
So this is what makes me, because even at work, a coworker of mine had asked me yesterday, he was like, yo, you watch the news? And I said, no. I said, I've stopped watching the news for a number of years now. I said, I really don't watch the news, because he said he still watches it. But I said, you know, I've stopped watching it because they put the story out the way they want to put it out. And you start to see that, and then it turns you off from even watching it, because they put things out the way they want to put it out. Like, once again, even with that protest. Now, like I said, once again, if it was our people, that story would have been totally different.
Of course, it would have been.
It would have been totally different. Yes, it would have went a different way.
They were waiting for black people to just take to the streets and start doing the anti-protest.
Right, exactly.
Those people would have been the ones getting shot and locked up.
Exactly, and that's my thing. Because if that was the Black Lives Matter, like I said, you know, if that was the Black Lives Matter, it would have been a totally different thing. That's just like, let's go back to even the Black Panthers. Like I said, they made it seem like the Black Panthers were the most horrible terrorist group in the world. So what about these people? They're not
terror. What terror did they commit? What terrorist acts?
Exactly. But what about these people? What about that dude? The dude that rammed the car into protesters. He's not considered a terrorist. What's going on with him?
Well, see, now that's another thing I wanted to speak on. I do want to say rest in peace to Heather Heyer, who was killed.
Yes.
This cowardly-ass terrorist decided to drive his car into protesters or anti-protesters that were peacefully anti-protesters. Those that were basically being aggressive and everything else. The part where I come in and say things aren't always what they seem is, once again, no one is really talking about how it was a KKK leader that said, "I'm glad she died." I just find it interesting how there are scores of, and I'm going to say it, scores of white people that are just really not bringing that up. Because how do you say that with a straight face? You're glad that someone died because they didn't believe in your cause.
Right.
I know if one of us would have said something like that, you know, it would have been on the front page of every damn thing. Because, you know, I mean, hey, not to jump off topic, but that a girl that was killed in the, while she was jogging in the little park area or whatever, I think along Howard Beach or something like that. I mean, hey, those reward posters are still up on the South Conduit at now some, you know, Long Island. But they claim that they got somebody in custody. But the reward post is still up. So either you just conveniently forgot to take them down and you're still trying to actually find the person who did it because you don't really believe the person that did it, that you have in custody, that did it, did it.
Did it,
but,
right.
You know, I'm just saying, things ain't always what they seem.
Right.
But you won't hear the media ever speak about anything else after that. But it's all
right.
But anyway, back to getting back on topic. You know, there's a lot of buffoonery, flimflammery going on because people don't want a lot of things to come out. I mean, you know, I've heard for 8 years, I sat back and heard people say and make some of the most disparaging remarks about former President Barack Obama when he was in office. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. The man ain't do nothing. But yet people just had to make up something. Okay. Well, now we have number 45. And he's been in almost 9 months. And the White House
has been turned upside down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the integrity is gone. Like, you really can't take, like, I mean, can you really look at the White House now and look at it with some type of, like, fortitude? Like, could you really respect it?
No, nope,
you can't respect
it
because it's like, it's a show. It's like, it's a bad show.
Yep.
But no one will come out. I mean, but you notice how everybody just get quiet.
Yep.
Republicans just being quiet. A lot of people just being quiet. They don't want to say anything bad. But yet, when Obama was
scared, they're gonna get fired.
You know what, fired? Listen, hey, man.
He didn't put fear in them. Right, but you know what? That's the thing that he put fear in them. Like I said, I say it every week. It's the name of the game in this society now is fear. And it's not even a fear, it's a stupid fear. So that's what it is. He put fear in them, and he know that he has that fear because they know if they say anything against us, you're fired. Like his damn show, like The Apprentice, fired. No, you get out, fired. Sorry, buddy, we got to let you go.
But that's the thing, this is not a show.
Yeah, I know.
White House. This is, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's, like, once again, integrity, you know, is supposed, like, if the White House looks like a circus to us, how do you think it looks to the rest of the world? How are we
just like
to
with,
take it seriously?
Just like with him and, you know, with him with, I can never think of his name. Kim Jong, President of Korea.
Yeah.
Like, once again, it's just like with the election. he's going back and forth with this man. Like I said, two kids. It's like watching two kids call each other names. Oh, I'm gonna do this to you. Oh no, like you sank my battleship. No, you sank my battleship. That's what it reminds me of. You sank my battleship. Like, are you kidding me?
Like I said, no one took it. But it's okay, though. It's okay for some young-ass college kids who don't even know what neo-Nazism and their lives are about anyway. They just really
I need to ask the question, but go ahead.
Yeah, they don't really know. It's okay for them to go to Home Depot and get some tiki torches and then march and talk about, you know, White Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, White Lives Matter. Your white lives have been mattering since you pilgrims came to this country, tried to wipe out the Indians and took it over.
So,
no one is trying to destroy you. Maybe you're feeling a little paranoid because of all the stuff
mm-hmm.
that you've been doing, but that's that side of white America. You know, there's a side of white America who doesn't even, well, I would say Caucasian people, who don't even look at color, who don't even deal with it, they just want to live their lives and go about their business.
Mm-hmm.
So don't make it hot for them because you idiots feel insecure about your positions in life because technically you probably don't have them.
And
so with
that,
your tiki torch, you know, you'll have your barbecue.
But my thing is, I need to ask a question. Now, let me ask a question. Now, maybe I might be a little naive with this, or maybe I'm just not, you know. But what is this? Okay, what is this? Now, this is a word that I've, this is a new word, because I really haven't never heard this word before. But can you explain to me what this, what is it, alt-right? Alt-right, what is that supposed to be?
I can look it up, but I'm not going to, because you know what? People just like to make up words just to label stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I'll call this a chicken doodle cracker because it tastes like
chicken doodle
chicken, chicken and a cheese doodle. So I'll just call it chicken doodle cracker. You know, you see. I don't know, a cat and a dog eating. So you'll probably say, oh, they're probably eating, you know, kitty dog cat food or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what alt left or alt right is. I know what alt
left
is.
Yeah, but where do they get these words from? It's not like some made up name. Like, where the hell do they get these?
It is made up.
They alt right, alt left. Yeah, like, where the hell you get... But like I said, once
like
again, what gives
the
them...
alternative, right?
Alternative facts and all... Yes, exactly. I guess that's what it is. But it's like, where the hell... Like, this is what I mean. You they sit up here, they want to fight with all... You're not going to replace them. Oh, we got the right to do that. But my thing is this. This is what we're saying. Like, y'all always making up something and putting it out there, and then it's law after that. Because like I said, who the hell told you, like, who put this out there for you to just say, okay, they always making up something and making rules and making something to make it right for them.
Well, because...
But let that, like I said, let us do that, then it's a problem. It's like, it's not, so not even just us, I'm not going to even just say us. Let anybody else do it besides them, and then it's a problem. And that's the problem that I have.
Well,
that's the problem that I'm having.
You gotta look who runs the system. Once again, things aren't always what they seem. A lot of us are not paying attention to it. Because, you know, in certain states, they have passed a law. And, you know, it has all these other little, tensions or whatever. But it passes law where you can run over a protester.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
See, that's the thing that people are not paying attention to.
And who the hell made that up?
I forgot the two states that basically approved that. I look it up right now.
Wow.
Yeah,
are
two,
you kidding me?
Two states. Yeah. They said, you know, like I said, they have their little, you know, you can only run over a protester if this is happening or this is happening or something like that. All right, look, no matter how you want to slice it, you're approving somebody getting ran over or getting hit by your car?
Exactly. Are you kidding me?
This is what humanity has sunk into.
Isn't that called, I hope I'm saying the word right, vehicular homicide? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, but, you know, they'll try to make it sound like, you know, they'll try to make it sound reasonable. You can't make it reasonable running someone or hitting somebody with your car. There's nothing reasonable about that.
Exactly. Especially,
you know what I'm saying?
If you're intentionally doing it. It's not like you had something happen and you had a dizzy spell or something like that and, you know, an accident happened. That's different. No, not when you're intentionally doing it. There's no way in hell you can sit up there and make that logical. How?
Okay. So, all right. So, as much
please
as they
want
to say that.
It.
So, as much as they say that it's, you know, they're introducing bills. But me personally, I think they probably already passed some of it. So I'm just going to read this real quick from CNN News. The death of Heather Heyer in Charlottesville, Virginia has renewed focus on bills that surfaced this year in a half a dozen state legislators that proposed limited prosecution for drivers who cause injury or death to protesters. None of the legislation has been enacted so far. Lawmakers in North Dakota, North Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, and Texas proposed bills that would make it legal for drivers to hit protesters if the driver did not do so willfully, according to... Okay, I'm just going to stop right there. So...
Oh, Lord. Unbelievable.
Yeah. They're trying to say that they introduced a bill... But I think it's a little more than that because they don't want people to start going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But how could you introduce a bill making it okay for someone to run over someone else?
I don't know.
Once again, things aren't always what they seem. You're busy worrying about protesters and dudes with tiki torches and you know, first of all, where the hell did neo-Nazis come from? Didn't this country go over to Germany to fight the Germans and Nazis? How the hell are they over here? What the hell are they doing over here?
Wait, Red.
You mean the sympathizers? Just like the same ones that they want to talk about that sympathize when they run off and join Al-Qaeda. So now you got sympathizers that run off and join the Nazis? Oh.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, all I'm going to say is, and this may sound messed up, for all my Muslim people, the attention is not on you right now. Do you? Go about your business, live life peacefully, and enjoy it. The eyes are not on you right now.
Yeah.
Be nice. All my black people out there, mind your business. This is not your fight.
Right. Mind your business.
I'm telling you, it's mind your business. Because as soon as you step out there and you start getting, they're going to lock your black ass up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That little tiki torch dude, he's going back to school or he's going back to work the next day.
Yep.
They ain't doing nothing else. They're going to do everything to you. So mind But I have to quote it. Kevin Hart said?
Kevin Hart.
Mind your goddamn business.
Mind your business. Yep.
Stay out of it. This ain't got nothing to do with you. Things ain't always what they seem, man. It's all the rules. It's all the games.
Yeah.
We're trying to draw you out, man.
Of course,
show your hand, man.
You know what? I swear you was yo stay out of my head because I swear that's the same way that I'm thinking. Like the Pied Piper. What's the name? The fiddler or the Pied Piper that he went around town fiddling the doggone piper and get the mice out the town. Oh God. Oh my God, it was similar, wasn't it? Similar to somebody, one of them. All I know is that's exactly what it is. No, not the the pipe. Remember the one with the piper.
The Pied Piper.
And he was the people wanted the mice out the village.
Yes. Hey, yo, listen.
That's why I said stay out of my head because you know what.
I mean,
that's why I say it's being done on purpose. Yo, all of the. I'm sorry. I didn't cut you off.
Listen, all I can say, Red, it's nice that we open a dialogue and talk about this. Once again, it's the menu 347-324-3395. But real talk, this politics stuff, like, politics don't have, they have nothing to do with our lives. A lot of people think they do, but a lot of it really doesn't. You see all the, all right, matter of fact, a high school friend of mine, Armstrong Santiago, is out in, I believe, Doral, Florida. What up, brother? Hope all's well with you and your family. There's a Facebook friend of his that made a comment about something, a statement that I made. Because there was this football player from the Pittsburgh Steelers who made a statement that about anyone sitting down on his team, anyone on his team sitting down during the national anthem better be in a wheelchair. Negro, shut up. Shut your ass up. Because you, listen, it's not about disrespect, but once again, there's people that have sacrificed their lives for us to even have freedom. White, black, whatever. But yet, you want to turn around and talk about, oh, they better be in a wheelchair if they're sitting down. Listen, shut your dumb ass up. Should I even say his name? Somebody from the Pittsburgh Steelers, something Harrison or something like that. I didn't want to commit it to memory because he's a fucking loser. But anyway, my whole thing is he was you know, he makes that statement. I bet you he wouldn't make that statement if they put the third verse to the national anthem out there. Why they cut out the third verse? If the national anthem was all that great and all that good, why did they cut out the third verse?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, this is why I'm not supporting the NFL. I'm never really supposed to, but I'm not supporting the NFL. Because you know what? It's too much going on. We're still talking about this Colin Kaepernick thing. Colin Kaepernick should not be blackballed. I mean, you got... What do you say about a league who has no problem with players that have been convicted or allegedly convicted or allegedly have had domestic violence, sexual assault, dog killer, and all this? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you condone this? But yet this dude just put a knee down and you want to have a problem. You know why? Because him putting his knee down and taking a stance is far more greater of a statement than anyone could ever make.
Yep. And amen.
Now, I'm sorry, go ahead. Red. Hello? Oh, Red dropped again. But, yeah, okay. So, I wanted to speak on a comment that an individual made. And the individual had said something to the effect of...
Sorry, I got cut off.
Are you back now? Stop playing around. So listen, I was about to say, the individual, I said that I believe that this dude's the a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he's a house Negro. Because I was saying, yep. I was saying to the end of time, the house Negro is the most dangerous to the black folks' progression. The most dangerous.
Yes.
But we'll just leave that right there. So I called him a house Negro. So someone comes on and says, oh, of course, an intelligent black man that's successful is a house Negro just because he spoke his mind. So, you know I fired back, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I said it like, I said something to the effect of, he's only intelligent because he said something you agreed with. And he's only successful because he carries around a football for your entertainment. Now, if you think that that's intelligent and you think that that's successful, then this conversation is over because I'm deeper than that. My thing is, if you really think that that's the limit of, like, to call him intelligent because he made a remark such as that, is asinine. Everyone's entitled to their free speech, but free speech ain't always free. But
yep,
that's idiotic to say something like that, because what do you mean he's intelligent? He's intelligent because he said something that you agree with. Listen, if you feel so strongly about the national anthem, then so be it. Me, personally, Dan, Neil, I don't really care. I mean, it's just words. It is what it is.
Yep.
When we were kids in school, we had to do it. Yeah. Now, as an adult, I'm not in a position to do it. So I don't have to.
Right.
But like I said, yep, if the national anthem was all that, then why did they exclude the third verse? They excluded it for a reason.
Yep. That's right.
Understand something. And this is no offense to anyone across the board, but if you want to take it that way, then so be it. I love it when people say, oh, well, I have black friends.
I have black friends.
Listen. I've never really understood what a person that's not black meant by that. Like, what do you mean? I don't care if you have black friends. Like, does that mean you're supposed to have some type of deeper understanding of what our struggle is?
Right,
again,
exactly.
No offense. Once again, it's no offense. But that whole little statement of I have black friends, or you think you understand, you don't know nothing. You only read about our pain. You read about our struggle, but you'll never go through it. Now,
nope,
mind you, everyone,
absolutely not.
Everyone has their own struggles. Every race, every ethnicity has their own struggles. But I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, I have white friends. Oh, I have Indian friends. Oh, I have this. Listen, I'm 43 years old. I ain't got time to be looking at color. I stopped playing with crayons a long time ago. I ain't got time for all that, man. I take people as they are. Like I said before, Ray, what I say before, don't piss me off and we good. I don't care what color you are.
Like, just don't get on my nerves.
Yeah, just don't get on my nerves. But the fact that it's 2017 and we're still talking about this, we're still talking Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Cat Lives Matter, Dog Lives Matter, This Lives Matter. It's like, really? Really? We're still here. That's why when they talk about the
yep.
future, what future? Everything just keeps repeating itself. The same old stuff. The future is just going to be, everything's on loop. Because no one has still learned the lesson. You're still talking about the same dumbass shit that you were talking about 50, 60, 70 years ago. We can't move. That's the one thing we seem to not be able to move forward from. It's color. Ethnic background. Why can't we move? They do it in Star Trek. In Star Trek movies, everybody's all one. So why the hell we can't be all one, man? Learn from
right.
some of these movies, man.
He said they do it in Star Trek.
Yeah, learn from some of these Star Trek movies. Because everybody's all one. Everybody accepts each other to a degree. You know what I'm saying? Especially on planet Earth. You can learn a lot from Captain Picard, Captain Janeway. Okay? Just get it right.
That's right.
But once again, like I said, things aren't always what they seem. You can run around with tiki torches all you want. Listen, man, this is stuff behind the scenes, man. Like, I'm surprised I didn't hear Home Depot come out with a statement saying, please do not involve us in this, that, and the third. But no.
Home Depot. You know what? You're absolutely right. Exactly.
And they're letting you know that they're the place to come for your summer cookouts and all that stuff or whatever you're doing. Home Depot got the tiki torches. Yep. That's perfect advertising. Like 1,000 white dudes with tiki torches. And they made it known, yeah, we got it from Home Depot. They probably still got the receipts.
Put a plug in for them.
They probably still got the receipts because they're going to use it as a tax write-off. So, it's all a sham, man. Like I said, we're so busy talking about politics. What about talking about each other? What about talking to each other? Why are we not doing that? Why are we so busy worried about what 45 is doing or not doing? Why are we getting involved? I can understand some people. I can understand wanting to be socially aware or socially conscious or politically conscious. But you know what? Enough's enough. Sometimes you just got to draw the line. Because once again, no matter what, you can't stop the machine. The machine is going to do as it sees fit. So all you can do is take care of you and yours. And focus on it.
So all you can do.
But isn't it crazy how everybody just unifies out of tragedy? We can't unify off of nothing else. Matter of fact, I'm sorry. Christmas time. Some people get real nice during Christmas time. But yeah, Christmas time is tragedy. That's the only time it seems like people really just get together. Maybe we should go to Congress and ask them if they can just make it Christmas every day so people can just start being nicer to one. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I don't know. The Christmas time, I don't even think people do that anymore because they commercialize it so much. How can you be nice if it's commercialized all the time?
Because now they go in the store and they're fighting each other for stuff.
Running over, doing all kinds of stuff. And then, like I said, they bring on the next holiday before the other holiday even get in good yet.
Yeah. That's why I wonder, what is it? Why does it take so much? What? Be nice. Why can't we just be nice, man? Why can't we just be nice to each other? Like, sometimes when I leave the house before I go to work, I start out being nice, and then somebody does something stupid to piss me off.
Oh, yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, they know that they're doing it. They know they're doing it.
Yes.
You're always going
to
have
it. It happens to me every day. Every day I walk out this door to go to work or anywhere. It's not even just work. Anywhere now. And just like you said, you start off in a good mood, and by the time you hit the corner, your mood is just done already. Because just like you said, people just do things, and they know that they're doing it. That's the thing that kills me. They know they're doing it. They know it, but they don't care. That's what it is. They don't care.
And that's the problem.
And as I said, I'm trying not to catch an assault charge, but humans are making it very hard. They really, I had to sit down and think about it because I'm like, that's what it is. Humans make it very hard for these things not to happen because you start off, one way, and it's just like, why do you do these things? What are you doing it for? Are you doing it for attention? Are you like what, your mother didn't hug you enough? What's the problem?
Well, you know what? Once again, it goes back to the pity party and the insecurities and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, really, you know, some people just like to agitate. Some people just like to be agitators. Some people, they get their rocks off and their kicks off of ruining someone's day. And,
yes, I think that's what it is. I think people get off on it.
Well, a lot of us got to be bigger than that. A lot of us got to be bigger than that. We have to be bigger and better than that because, you know, it's hard to turn the other cheek when somebody keep plucking you in your face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
exactly.
I realize that at my age that sometimes it's better to just walk away. Now, if fight keeps coming to you, you have a choice. But there's certain things you just gotta leave home. Like, I'm tired of, you know, the whole politics scene. It just gets exhausting.
It is.
Over and over again. And yes, the White House has been turned into a reality show. Who's gonna do their job now?
Yeah.
It's the apprentice at the highest level.
Yeah.
and I think that was his goal.
I think that was his goal. And I think years ago he probably had it in his head, like, I'm gonna go to the White House and I'm just gonna play it like a big show. I'm just going to fire people, and I'm going to do this. And, you know, I think he just had this in his head, what he's going to do.
He's giving him a lot of credit.
I think he's been thinking about this for years. I think he was thinking about this for years. It has to be that. I think this was all in his plan. If maybe he didn't think, okay, I'm going to say like that. Maybe he didn't think that far, like president. Maybe he thought maybe mayor. But he got president. You know, he was thinking mayor and he got president. I get tired of hearing it. I get tired of looking at it. And, you know, people, you know, they want to ask you your opinion. It's just like, I don't even have an opinion anymore because my opinion is not even going to matter because, you know what, he's in office doing what, and he's going to do whatever he's going to do because he knows that he has the power to do it.
Exactly. And you know what's crazy? Now, if a war breaks out, I want to see if all those tiki torch carrying cats are going to be the first one to go to the recruiting station and join the fight.
Yeah, right.
Hey, listen, if you carry a tiki torch, you can carry a little torch that's on fire. Hey, you carry something, go fight.
It's going to be a slow progression because you know what? This is just the beginning of, see, the race war, this is what they've been looking for. This is what they've been waiting for. Yeah, they already started it. This is what they've been waiting for.
Okay. You think it's
going to
be
racial? Going to be? It's already one. What do you mean going to be? It's already here. Once again, why do you think this is, like I said, why do you think all of this is...
Prodigy,
it's
war going on outside.
It's war going on outside. You stupid. Exactly. It's already here. We have it, like, I don't know, you know, if people ain't, once again, just like you said, if people not paying attention, they need to stop because it's already here. This war has already started.
Well,
all right.
You
and
say
like
a
I
race,
said.
Well, like, what do you mean a race war? Like black people and white people fighting in the streets. Cats and dogs. eating dinners together. Like, what's up?
Man against beef.
Yeah, exactly.
What I mean by that, it's already started because when you think about war, people, just like you said it, you thinking, oh, black people and white people in the streets fighting and all this stuff. No, it's not even, it's more like a mental thing. It's more of just like, look at it. When Black Lives Matter, it was, they had the Army Brigade out when it was them. These dudes are doing the tiki torches and it's like they're just like giving them pillows, like, okay, we're just gonna hit you with pillows and a little bit of feathers but just make sure you guys are doing it for, you know, it's like that type of thing. That's not like, okay, make sure
I'm
you guys do this quietly.
Now hold on. I'm gonna say something. I'm not defending, but I'm gonna say something.
Okay.
White people are not scared of white people. Just like black people are not scared of black people. You see how you can go, you can go and walk through the hood and not be, you know what I'm saying? I could go walk through the hood. White people, but you know what I'm saying? So if there's a bunch of white people protesting, those white law enforcement officers, they ain't stressing that. But now when it comes down to a bunch of black people protesting, the white law enforcement officers, they're like, listen, these guys are known to be aggressive. We've got to be ready. Get your tanks, bombs, guns, get everything you got.
Right.
Get your spears, get everything.
Get spears.
Because there's a general fear. Listen.
Okay.
Our problem, like I said, I could be corrected if I'm wrong. We as black people, we are quick to rush to aggression and emotion.
Okay.
Or emotion that will spark aggression. We need to cut that out. Because, see, that has been our MO. You know what I'm saying? That's what they label us as. Aggressive,
right,
and emotional. Change the game. You know what? Step up your verbal game. Keep turn it down. If a cop pull you over, listen, if a cop pull me over, you think the first thing out of my mouth is, why you pull me over, officer? Listen, I'm going to just sit there, license and register, here you go. I ain't got to say nothing. But some people feel they always got to say something. Don't say nothing. Shut up. Mind your business. Just let it go down to see the best way.
But do you think that... Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, the best
way... Do you think that maybe...
What? Maybe what?
Like, maybe that might be out of fear. I'm not saying that it's right that they, you know...
We're asking
just
questions.
Like you said.
No. Nah,
yeah, maybe it's out of fear.
I think, you just got some cats that just want to pop off with the mouth. Because either they don't like the fact that whatever they're doing is they're being disturbed, or they don't like the fact that the cop is pulling them over and they have some type of issue. But I can, listen, you can ask the question all you want, but remember who runs the show. Regardless of however you think you're going down, another person can tell you, oh, well, you're always within your legal right. A lawyer or somebody will tell you, oh, well, you're within your legal right to ask the cop why you pulled me over. Yeah, he's a lawyer. Did he get pulled over with you in the car, jackass?
Exactly.
So real talk, listen, but that's just Brother B talking. You going to pull me over? I ain't asking no questions. I'll wait till they say, do you know why I pulled you over? No, I don't, officer. Why did you pull me over? See, I ain't got to find out all that. I don't need to know why you pulled me over until you're ready to tell me that. And it has nothing to do with being on some yes, master, or yes, boss, yes, no. What it has to do is surviving the confrontation. Because guess who's the winner? The person who drives away without the ticket. Think.
All right.
Because that same
attitude say this.
Can get you in a ticket. That same attitude can get you a ticket, can get you a summons, or can get you locked up. You don't have to always be so worse, or killed. You don't have to be so boisterous all the damn time. See, we see all these videos on Facebook where you got white people say, oh, why did you pull me over, officer, and this, this, that, and third, because they can do that. Once again, white don't fear white, black don't fear black. So stop it.
Now, let me say this. Now, when we were talking about the protesting, so now my thing is this, or rather the race war, well, somewhat of a race war, whatever. And like I said, it's a slow progression. My thing is this. Now, let's go back years and years. Let's go back to when Martin Luther King and, you know, other leaders protested, and they still got aggressive, and they weren't protesting like how possibly Black Lives Matter or whoever got with the aggression. They weren't protesting with the aggression, but they still got sprayed with water and jailed and spit
that's
on me. And beat up in the dogs.
That's
right.
Showing,
I understand
showing,
that.
That's these people showing. All right, listen. Once again, that's these people showing their true nature. Just like what you saw in Virginia, people showing their true nature.
Right.
Because anybody, whether it was the rules or not, anybody willing to do something like that, you're showing your true savage nature. You can only suppress
right.
who you are, you know what I'm saying, who you are around people for so long until the real you comes out and the real people have come out. So in all that protesting and stuff like that, listen, you first of all, woman to man to woman, if you and your man arguing about something, he like, but baby, y'all don't baby me, because he all calm, right? So if you calm, sometimes y'all just begin to agitate, like, why are you so calm? Why you ain't yelling? Why you ain't, because, man, I don't feel like yelling right now. Oh, I don't like the fact that you're calm. That must mean you did something. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Sometimes you escalate the other party when you're not showing, when they're not getting what they want from you. They start getting angry.
Right, I get that.
Like I said, they can only suppress the true nature for so long. And that's with anyone. It's always going to come out.
Okay.
So back in the 60s, of course they were being met with violence because they weren't being violent. Listen, it's like me trying to get you to hit me. So I'm going to come over there, I'm going to spill your juice, I'm going to put my finger in your food, I'm going to fart right next to your face, I'm going to do all types of stuff to try to get you to hit me. And
right, exactly.
That's what this is, that's what it's all about. Things they know is what they see.
Well,
I can make you aggressive. I can make you aggressive by doing things that will annoy you. And that's what's been going on, and that's what's going on now.
Right.
Like I saw a Facebook post where they were talking about, oh, they're going to be doing rallies in this state, and then I see people posting, oh, could you please come to the Bronx and come down Fordham Road with that neo-Nazi white lot? Like, really? They ain't going to no
antagonizing.
They ain't going to no Brooklyn.
You know
yeah,
they ain't going there.
But that's what I'm saying. They're putting it out there. Some of the media is putting it out there to get you all riled up, get everybody flipping, get everybody all hot under the collar. It's August. It's nasty. It's 90 degrees outside. It's hot rain. The fan ain't working. The AC broke. Electric bill high.
You said the fan
still
ain't working.
Still got a work bill and stuff, but they're pissing you off. So now all of a sudden you got some neo-Nazis and white people saying, white power! And all this, listen, man, I might join the line and start screaming out white power my damn self and start laughing.
But see, that's what I'm saying. But see, that's what I mean.
Some of these I heard they be paying some of these protesters, so let me go get my check. Let
exactly.
me go get a check. I'm going to be right there. White power.
And that's what I'm trying to say, Brother B. That's what I mean by this is what I mean by the race war has already started. This stuff is being done on purpose. They're already starting it. It's just like you said. I mean, well, it's not like, you know, a war where, like I said, black people, white people, and Jews is fighting the Israels and all that. It's not, you know, it's not that type of race war, but it's already started. And they, it's already started. And that's why I said it's a slow progression. They started this. It, listen, it may get to a point where you're going to see blacks and whites out there fighting. It's going to get to that point sooner or later.
Yeah, but you know what? You're also going to see blacks and whites fighting together. See, that's the whole thing. You're not like you're not going to sit up here and make everybody white a racist, because everybody white is not a racist. You're not going to make everybody black a racist, because not everybody black is racist. You're not going to make every Muslim hate Americans, and every American is not going to hate Muslims. Like, it's just not going to happen. Like, you can try and provoke the sleeping dragon all you want, but what? But sometimes provoking that dragon, you can get your own finger bit off.
And
poking that dragon, you can get your own finger bit off.
Right. But see, this is what I'm saying. It's like they pick, like I said, these things are, they do this to find, like, to find a certain ethnicity to pick on. Just like you said, it was the Muslims for the longest. Now we done got them out the way. Now we're gonna put it up. Now it's the alt right. Now it's this one. Now, I mean, the neo Nazis. The neo Nazis. Oh, now let's pick on them. Now who is it gonna be? Well, it's always been. It's always the black person. Always the black people. We always
because
picking on us all the time.
Again, because we're the ones to pick on.
Because
you know.
Right.
We're going to start flipping quick. The first thing we're going to do is get aggressive.
Yep.
What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about? The first thing we're going to start
talking about, Willis,
is flipping out is getting aggressive. That's the first thing we're going to do. And we, the first next thing I'm out, yo, I'll ask you what. Yo, who you talking to? You trying to play me something? That's the first thing that's going to come out. But as soon as we start toning it back, as soon as we start showing them something different, like, excuse me, sir, I no longer go for your propaganda and rhetoric. Like, yo, just imagine black people just coming out saying, I'm sorry, I'm not going for your propaganda anymore.
You're right.
And just start doing that. Once again, you're going to have people that are going to show their true nature, but after a while, it's going to be like, you know what, forget it. I'm not doing this.
But just like you said, they know what incites, they know what gets us riled up. They know, all we gotta do is say this, all we gotta do is do that, all we gotta do is shoot one of them, and they gonna lose their mind.
Exactly. Listen, as much as people wanna stand in it, like, once again, you can't pick and choose your cause. Like these cats in the NFL. Listen, how many Alton Sterling, how many Philando Castile, how many Mike Brown, how many Trayvon Martin? But, oh, it doesn't matter to them because it's not their kid. But as soon as it happens to one of their kids, then the next thing, they want everybody to support them. They're going to say, oh, the black community, first of all, there ain't no black community. Stop it. There ain't no black community. There ain't no unity, so there ain't no community. Don't sit there and you just got a bunch of black people that live together. There ain't no goddamn community. So stop it. And stop labeling it something that it's not. Stop trying to be nice about it. We don't have a community. Because if we had a community, we'd be taking care of one of each other. Just like the Jews, just like the Mexicans. If you notice, you got a Chinatown, you got areas where the Jews live in peace, you got areas where the Mexicans and Hispanics, they all live in peace, but in their own peace. But you know what? Why were your assholes fighting? Fighting for what? Killing each other for what? I'm not saying that other people don't have these discrepancies, but why are we doing it? For what? What are you trying to prove?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Absolutely. Listen, I like my little bit of freedom, not being in jail, being able to get a train, drive somewhere, go to the supermarket, go buy me a candy bar, something in there. I like my freedom. So if you want to be tough, and behind bars, there ain't no tough behind bars. It's tougher being out here. It's tougher to live
right
out here than behind bars. At least you're getting good medical and 3 hots in the cop. out here, you got home, you got people struggling right now. Just to get one plate of food. So, once again, things ain't always what they seem. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody want to front the role. Like, listen, like I said, if you paying protesters, I'm on the line screaming white power.
Get your check.
Cut the check. Just cut the check, man.
Right, cut that check.
Cut that check. I need some groceries. Just cut the check. That's all. I need a little stash money. Cut me a check. I'm going to be there. I'm going to go get me my pizza toy. White power. Cut the check.
Right.
That's all, you know what I'm saying? Like I said,
be like that. Be like that episode of Dave Chappelle when Weed is a black man.
Exactly. Like white power. Like, yo, come on, man. It ain't serious. It ain't that serious. Yo, listen. You want to know what's serious? Picking up the phone and calling a sick relative, calling a sick friend, or calling somebody just be like, hey, how you doing today? Yo, just to let you know, man, I love you. That does, you know what I'm saying? That's real right there. That's what we need to be doing. Shoot a text message.
Yeah,
hey, I was just thinking about you. Just want to let you know. Hope all is well. Love you.
No, people
hey,
don't want to do that no more.
Yeah, because everybody's too busy. Everybody.
Yeah.
Once again, it's sad that we live in a world where you have to. Now everything is so crazy and everything is so tight and everything is so expensive that you can't invest in your children like you want. Invest that time. Invest that conversation. You can't really do it no more because if you're going out the door to go to work all the time, and when they're coming in, you're going out. But when they're coming in, you got to get some sleep because you got to go back out. Everything is all messed up. It's all messed up right now, but we need to focus on what's real and what's right, not the media. Not all this fake crap that's going on right now. Because you know what's sad? That girl dying wasn't fake.
Exactly.
But here we are still talking about when her family is grieving her loss over something so trivial, so stupid. And mind you, if this was a Muslim dude or a black dude, their face would have been posted on the newspaper for the next 30 days.
Oh, yeah, you know that.
They put this dude on
you know
the
that.
It's like 2 days, and after that, it's like, oh, okay.
That's what makes humans or humanity, this is what makes it so, because once again, they pick and choose who is so-called, I guess you could say, privilege, just like you said. If that was any other body else, they'd have had their face on TV 1,100 times and this and that, and then everybody would have had to pay. Oh, them Muslims, they still at it again. Or them black people, you know, they always doing something. But no, once again, white guy, oh, why you don't hear nothing about him? What happened to him? Did they put him in jail? Is he going to, you know, is he going to trial? Is he, you know, like, what's going on? Like, once again, the white kid that killed all those people in the church. Why haven't we heard anything about him anymore?
You know why? Because we don't.
Did they let him loose?
No.
My thing is, did they let him loose? Did they let him free?
They supposedly gave, I think Dylan Roof, that's the name, who shot the people in the church. They supposedly gave him the death penalty. But he's probably going to live out a good majority of his life in jail. He's not seeing any type of death penalty for any time in this century, probably. But the problem is we don't push the issue. Because once again, we talk community, but we live unity. There's no community without unity. But you know, some people don't want to hear that.
No, they don't want to hear that. They don't.
Listen,
and that's what's wrong.
Some of these people that swing the Bible will swing a sword too. So don't think people that come with you with the word in one hand, they won't chop you with the sword with the other.
That's right.
You can take certain words, lines, and phrases in the Bible to their own interpretation. No, that's not what you're supposed to do. worrying about these statues, worried about the flag more than you worried about humanity. God,
exactly.
God is love. Whether it's Buddha, Allah, it's always the message of love. We always see it. We just don't think about that. We're too busy looking at a Muslim being a Muslim, a Jew being a Jew,
right.
Indian being a, we're too busy looking at that, but what about the message of love? Every religion that sort of talks about it is love, 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 love. But we always seem to skip over that message. We always seem to leave that piece out of it. And that's my problem. Stop it. Like, people wake up. Communicate.
Yep.
Like I said, we got these kids out. I'm talking to my daughter. My daughter talking to me about her friends. We're talking about she want to kill herself. Listen, you're freaking 14 years old talking about killing yourself. You don't even know what life is all about. You could be 50 years old talking about wanting to kill yourself, and you still don't know what life is all about. Just because you're 50
years
old,
right.
You know it all. There's so much more to life. There's so many more things to see, so many more things to do, so much more to discover. Life ain't never over until the Most High says it's over. So you sitting up there trying to make excuses, looking for reasons to take yourself out of the game? Come on, man. Things ain't always
because something's not going, because you're having issues. Just talk about it. You have to have an ear to listen to. Listen, even if you talk to yourself, listen. As long as you don't answer yourself back, talk to you. You know what? Sometimes that's the best conversation.
Yeah.
Because you can think things out. You can think about, you can sort things out.
You know, but
okay, somebody listening. Huh?
Of course somebody's listening. You know what? Somebody's always listening. Whether you believe in the Most High or not, somebody's always listening. And like I said, I don't agree with everything in the Bible, because I believe a lot of it has been tainted by man. But I will say this. There are answers. That is, the Bible to me is our instruction manual. Now, when you read it, what you do with it is how you see fit. But there's always some answers in it. I'm not trying to be preachy and all that, but there's always some answers in it. There's something in it to get you through and to get you over. But like I said, man, like I said, people, you got to look at it. Things aren't always what they seem. You gotta look at the bigger picture. You gotta look at the broad scope. Don't just look at the mountain. It's the universe.
That's right.
There's so much. There's so much more going on than what we have right here in front of us. There's so much more.
Definitely that.
You know.
Definitely that.
Well, we got about 2 minutes. We got about 2 minutes left. My parting note is,
don't believe everything that you see. Do your own research. You know, don't let the propaganda get to you, because once again, just do your own research. Read more into it than what is being told to you or what you're seeing. Read more into it. Because like I said, it's a bigger plan out there going on.
Yep. And I will say this, people, stay the hell off of social media. Try to stay off for at least twice a week. Try to stay the hell off of social media. Try to avoid the Facebook and all the propaganda and everything else that's going on. Because remember, once again, things aren't always what they seem. And we're so busy caught up in the hype of certain things that other people are saying, we don't always do our, you know, background checks. So on that note, live, laugh, love. Shout out to our people in Absolute Truth, Sean Black, Nitra B, Hot Rod, K-Dog.
Shout out.
And, you know, one love to everybody. Everybody out there, be safe, man. Try to love one another. Hate's not the message, man. Never has been, never will be. Remember,
all right.
smiling faces. Show no traces of the evil that lurks within. Watch your back.
All
right, Red. Until next time.
All right.
We out.
All right. Later. We out. All right,
y'all.
Later, people.
Peace.
Peace.